Blog Talk Radio.
You dance over me while I am unaware. You sing all around, but I never hear the sound. Lord, I'm amazed by you. Lord, I'm amazed by you.
Away, go north wind, come and blow it Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I do appreciate you taking the time to do so. I pray that you will be blessed by the word of the Lord on tonight. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you sit me down on tonight, Lord God, and you speak through me tonight, Lord God, that your people may hear what you need to say to them tonight and that they may receive in their spirits. In the name of Jesus, amen. Tonight, the foundational text comes from Philippians 4 and 2, the Contemporary English Version. Also, Philippians 4 and 2 through 3 from the Message Bible. Paul encourages the Lord's followers. Euodia and Syntyche, you belong to the Lord, so I beg you to stop arguing with each other. I urge you, Euodia and Syntyche, to iron out your differences and make up. God doesn't want his children holding grudges. And oh yes, Syzygus, since you're right there to help them work things out, do your best with them. These women worked for the message hand in hand with Clement and me and with the other veterans, worked as hard as any of us. Remember, their names are also in the book of life. The title of tonight's message is Just Say No to Nonsense. Just Say No to Nonsense. In the Bible, two believers were arguing. Does that sound familiar? It's time you and that other person ironed out your differences and made up. God doesn't want his children holding grudges. God does not want his children holding grudges. When we belong to the Lord, we are called to a higher standard of living. When we belong to the Lord, we are called to a higher standard of living. Philippians 1 and 27 from the New Living Translation says, above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourselves in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ. Then whether I come and see you again or only hear about you, I will know you are standing together with one spirit and one purpose, fighting together, not fighting each other, but fighting together for the faith, which is the good news. Paul says, above all, above everything else, whether a big issue or a little issue, squash it. Whether it's a big issue or a little issue, squash it. Above all, live as citizens of heaven. Conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the good news of Christ. Conduct yourself worthy in a manner that's worthy of Christ Jesus, of the good news. Paul says, whether I'm in your presence or you're here or just hearing about you from afar, that's not important. We as believers of Christ Jesus must, number one, stand together. No division. We must stand together. Number two, have one spirit, one purpose. And number three, fighting together for the faith. As I said earlier, fighting together and not fighting each other. Arguing and holding grudges among ourselves is the quickest way to divide the kingdom of God. Arguing and holding grudges among ourselves is the quickest way to divide the kingdom of God. It's time we raise our standard, because a house divided cannot stand. According to Matthew 12 and 25, a house divided cannot stand. God says, where there are split opinions, division, the kingdom of God will not stand. The kingdom of God will not advance, go forward in power among strife, where there is strife, confusion. The kingdom of God will not advance, go forward in power among strife. When a church is stagnant, strife is present. When a church is stagnant, strife is present. It's amazing how much damage two believers arguing can do among a congregation. Strife spreads like wildfire and does its damage from the head down. Strife spreads like wildfire and does its damage from the head down. From the leadership on down, strife, quarreling, bickering, anger, a bitter disagreement. Strife in the community, in the church, in the kingdom, is the cause of no growth among us. Strife is causing no growth among us. If we want to see progress, God says if we want to see progress, we must resolve our issues and resolve them quickly. We must resolve our issues and resolve them quickly. In tonight's text, Zizegas was called to help the two women arguing resolve their issue, settle their differences. Note, the Bible does not specifically say what they were arguing about. It does not let us know why they were holding a grudge among themselves, because the what or why of their argument does not matter. That does not matter. The Bible does let us know, however, that the names of these two women arguing are in the book of life. Beloved, if you are saved, and only if you're saved, your name is in the book of life. But don't let a petty argument stop you from enjoying the benefits of this life. There can be a good life before we enter heaven's gates right here on earth. There can be a good life before we enter heaven's gates right here on earth if we do our part to not live in strife. If we do our part to not live in strife. Romans 12 and 18 from the New King James says, if it is possible, as much as it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. If it is possible, as much as it depends on you, peaceably with all men. What I love about this scripture, it says, number one, if it is possible. Number two, as much as it depends on you. In other words, you do your part to make things right. If you and someone have been arguing and in your heart you're holding a grudge against them, do your part to make things right. Do your part to make things right. Matthew 5:23-24, NIV. Therefore, if you are offering your gift on the altar and there you remember your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them. Then come and offer your gift. Again, do your part to make things right. But it's important to note, you cannot force anyone to forgive you. Feel like I need to say that again for somebody. You cannot force anyone to forgive you. Your part is just to humble yourself, drop any attitudes attached, and genuinely give them the opportunity to accept your apology. Your part is just to humble yourself, drop your attitudes, drop any attitude attached, and genuinely give them the opportunity to accept your apology. You are not responsible for another person's actions, but you are responsible for your own actions. You are not responsible for another person's actions, but you are responsible for your own actions. If they do not accept, it's no longer on you. If they do not accept, it's no longer on you. The only responsibility you have from then on is to pray for them. Pray for them. It's nonsense for those of us who are believers to be found arguing, holding a grudge. nonsense the devil loves to watch us entertain. It's nonsense that the devil loves to watch us entertain. Nonsense that will keep us stuck and without. It's nonsense like this, arguing and holding a grudge, that will keep us stuck and without. Unless we are willing to forgive, to make things right, to do our part. Forgive and God will forgive you. If you do not forgive, God cannot forgive you, according to Matthew 6:15. Forgiveness frees God's hand. Unforgiveness ties God's hand. Last thing you want is for God's hand to be tied in a situation. The last thing, the very last thing you want is for God's hand to be tied in a situation. If God's hand is tied in a situation, you will know. Somebody said, Prophet says, how will I know? You will be saying, why won't God? But God will be saying, why won't she? Why won't he? Do your part to live in peace, to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, and to forgive. Tonight's text said the two women were arguing. Euodia and Syntyche worked for the message hand in hand. They worked to put out the message hand in hand. Now, I don't know if the women worked too close together and that caused strife. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe you and that brother or sister find yourselves being co-workers, working hand in hand, and such close fellowship is causing strife. I don't know. There's nothing wrong with requesting space. If that is the case, there's nothing wrong with requesting space. Love them. Let them know that you don't hate them, but you need some space. Again, let me say it for you, because it is a way to approach them. Approach them in love. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you don't hate them, but you need some space. Luke 5:16 from the New American Standard Bible says, but Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. But Jesus himself would often slip away to the wilderness and pray. Even Jesus needed his space. Not that he didn't love the disciples or the people that came to him for help. He loved them all. He loved them all. But still, he needed his space. If separating yourself from them is what you need to do, then do it. Do your part to dispel strife, to disqualify nonsense. Let's pray. Father God, help us to forgive and be forgiven, to watch our mouths, attitudes, and hearts so that strife will not enter, disabling every area of our lives. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. If there's anyone on the phone desiring specific prayer at this time, press 1 and I would be glad to pray with you. Once again, I would like to take the time to thank each and every one of you for joining me tonight. Those of you who are on the phone, those of you online, thank you so much. I pray that you are blessed by the word of the Lord on tonight. Just say no to nonsense. A lot of things are designed to distract you and to pull you out of God. Out of his presence, out of fellowship with him. Just say no. For prayer and consultation throughout the week, make sure to call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email. Some people prefer to email. The email address is prolificfire@gmail.com. That's prolificfire@gmail.com. Also, I would love if you would connect with me on Twitter. Yeah. is Twitter at Prolific Fire. Just like the show, Twitter at Prolific Fire. Also like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also visit the ministry website, prolificfire.com. Prolificfire.com. Tonight, the songs that were played were Amazed by the Desperation Band and Draw Me by Captain Mullins. Next Monday, be sure to join me same time, same place. Next Monday, Prophetess Pay will be delivering a prolific word from the Lord, as in prolific fire. You don't want to miss it. And I pray that you all will be right back here to hear what the Lord has to say. I'm just waiting for my computer to load to make sure there are no prayer requests for tonight. How about we do this another way tonight? If there's anybody on the phone, online that desires prayer, just call me or text me after the show. Just call 865-408-8690 or email prolificfire@gmail.com. And I will be glad to pray with you or share with you what the Lord is saying about your specific situation. Now the computer wants to let me check. Okay, there are no prayer requests, but thank you everybody for joining me on tonight. I will see you next week. God bless.